Okay, Luke Wells, we've got to compete with the disco in the stand away at the Vauxhall end there, but well played. What is it about you playing against Surrey?
I don't really know. It's quite funny. Like, it is the last three times I've taken guard. They've both all been hundreds. And I think a lot of the times we've played on good surfaces. Obviously, I've got one here, which is always a good surface, one at Horsham, which is a good surface. And again, today, it's a very slow wicket out there, so the run rate wasn't particularly high. So it's just about really wearing them down, getting a lead, and then hoping that they crumble in their second innings.
Patience was very much the key today.
It was. It's a hard wicket to time the ball on. It's very slow. It's not your classic fast, bouncy oval wicket. So we really had to stick in there. They bowled very well for quite long periods of time. So, yeah, we had to just stick in and wait for the loose ball and just to gradually accumulate and get a lead ahead of them.
A couple of big appeals against you, one against Dernbach, one from Batty. You know, you kept your cool because they were convinced you were out.
Well, yeah, that's the umpire's decision, isn't it? It's the same with almost every innings you play. Batsmen, bowlers feel hard done by or whatever, but, you know, I was playing well and seeing the ball well and got my runs.
Was there a bit being said out there about those decisions?
I think I attract sledging all over the country. I think it's quite a sort of an in-house joke that I'm the most sledged county cricketer in England. So I'm actually quite used to it, and in some ways it sort of helps me like get in the battle and keep going in a way.
Why is that, Luke? Why do people sledge you so much?
I don't really know. I think I just attract it because, you know, if I stick around, they're just trying to get into my head and trying to make me make a mistake. But sometimes it actually has the opposite effect and makes me work a bit harder.
Well, you didn't make any mistakes. It was a wonderful innings. Now, you've set yourself to open this season. What was behind that decision?
Well, I think we wanted to mix up our... We have quite a powerful middle order, and we wanted to mix up the left and right hand, and plus Joycey wanted to slip down to four. You know, so we wanted to stick with the left and right hand at the top, and I have opened for the majority of my career in general, not so much in first class cricket, but whenever I have done, I've done well, so I relish the opportunity, and so far it's going well.
In terms of the position in the match, tomorrow morning, you know, the new ball is due. How important is it you're hanging around there in the morning?
Yeah, very important. It'll be interesting because of the slow nature of the wicket, the new ball might potentially work in our favour because it might skid off the wicket a bit more and make it easier to time. But at the saying that, there will obviously be more movement. So it will be a good contest. You know, I think runs will be scored, and we'll have to do the same thing. Stick to our game plans and get the runs on the board.
Wonderful. Luke, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
Where's your rank compared to your other?